Right now, the news is the legal tampering period of free agency starting. And basically what that means is you can start talking to teams, come to like verbal agreements on deals, and several of those have already taken place. We'll get into some of the specifics of those coming up in 20 minutes. But the question is, where do the Cowboys sit in free agency? Where do they sit when it comes to prized free safety Earl Thomas?
It's getting now, as each day goes by, it just feels like it's just more doubt and more doubt that it's not going to happen. And I'm kind of starting to go into that camp as well, because we're seeing, especially with the Landon Collins deal today, the safeties are getting paid, and Earl Thomas is the best one that's out there. And what's a matter of now, the Cowboys, just can they put the money up there to get them? And that's one thing we were talking about before the show, was about the years and what it would take to get him here. And it's looking like with the guaranteed money he's going to want more than what Eric Berry, I think it was $13 million a year that Eric Berry's getting for his safety, and he wants to surpass that. And so it's looking more and more like the Cowboys just don't want to do that.
Collins just got 14 per year.
Exactly. So now you might want 15. Good point. So it's a matter of now, can they afford him? I heard Matt McLaren and John-Jacques Taylor this morning on Jam Session talking about, you know, what if they bring him on a one-year deal just to give him an insane, stupid amount of money and just say, hey, going for a Super Bowl run, let's do it 2019.
Yeah.
There's so many options out there, and it looks like none of them are going to mean Earl Thomas.
Yeah, because you look at this, and obviously Collins getting the 6 years, $84 million. I don't think Earl Thomas is going to be in play for that. He's going to be 30 years old this upcoming year. His last 3 years, he's missed time with injuries. Last year, missed 12 games with the broken leg. The report from Jane Slater earlier is that he is rumored to want somewhere between 2 years and $30 million, somewhere in that range. So even he himself isn't necessarily wanting a super long-term deal. Probably what he's saying is, do a high-level two-year deal, and then I'll only be 32 when I hit the market again. Maybe I can get one more decent-sized contract before I call it quits. So, you know, 2 years 28, 2 years 30. I don't see the Cowboys playing in that range. I would, if I was the Cowboys.
Heck,
I would.
Yeah.
I mean, especially in the short term. I firmly am in the camp in a lot of situations. Overpay on the annual, but do shorter-term deals, especially in the NFL, because tying down players at certain positions, especially once they're already near 30 or over 30 for more than 3 years at a time, is just a dangerous game. I mean, the average NFL career is three and a half years, and that's just because of the violent nature of the sport. I mean, guys just don't last. And am I saying Earl Thomas can't be a good player in 4 years? No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, though, his next 2 years are probably going to be the best 2 years he's got left in him. I mean, the guy is going to start declining at some point. So if you got to overpay for a couple of years, I think it's worth it. Look, if you're the Cowboys, the time is now. You've got a young, talented roster sprinkled in with a couple of veteran players. You know, I just think that, you know, you have Jerry coming out and saying, I don't have 30 NFL combines left, 30 in the books. I don't have 30 to go. You know, I still want to win. Well, how much do you want to win? Do you want to do what it takes? Do you want to go, get the best free safety in the game? Because unless you do that, then how much do you really want to win?
And that defense last year was part of what kept that team afloat. I mean, that is what kept that team afloat when they started out 3-5. And it's a matter of, we're talking now about, okay, we've seen Sean Lee get his deal restructured. He's back. But then we're still waiting on this Earl Thomas situation to solve itself. And we're still waiting on DeMarcus Lawrence, which, yeah, we know is good. Who knows when that's going to be solved, if at all.
Yeah.
So we're waiting on that. And it's a matter now of just how they piece it all together. But the other point I want to bring up about Earl Thomas. So when all this started a couple seasons ago, and you saw him going to the locker room, and he's going to Jason Garrett, say, come get me, come get me.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Cowboy fan, and you're hearing that at the time, and you know he wants to be here, and he has, and I know they had the whole, they could have traded for him, and it just didn't work out with the draft picks last year. But if Earl Thomas has the chance to come to the Cowboys, and he says no, and he goes somewhere else, and I know he's probably going to get more money wherever, if you're a Cowboy fan, are you booing Earl Thomas? Someone who literally said, I want to be here, but at my price, as we find out. I feel like he's going to get booed pretty hard.
That's the thing.
Wherever he goes, if he comes back here.
At the end of the day, more often than not, money is going to dictate everything. Like, I don't think he's going to sign elsewhere if the difference in annual is like $1 million, maybe even $2 million.
And the rational person is going to do that. They're going to want to get their money. Like, if all of us in that same situation are going to do that. But we know how fans are, and fans are going to be like, yo, you said you were going to come to Dallas. You wanted to come to Dallas. Why didn't you come to Dallas?
Well, we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. I'm curious to see what his market ends up being, because I don't want to overreact to the Landon Collins deal. He's younger. The Redskins are desperate to upgrade their team. team. And plus, they've been known to overpay. They gave Albert Haynesworth $100 million as a defensive tackle way back when and didn't do anything for them. So we'll wait and see on that. But if you're the Cowboys, I think the hesitation here, and again, we're talking about where the Cowboys sit in free agency, where they are with Earl Thomas here on 103.3 FM, ESPN, Harrison Graham, Taylor Phillips with you until 8 o'clock this evening. I think the worry comes from is they got to pay Dak. They got to pay Amari Cooper. They got to pay Zeke at some point. They would like to keep Byron Jones. I guess my resolution to that would be is wait on Dak. Don't pay him this offseason. Play his fourth year of his rookie deal out. Zeke, he's still got one more year, plus that fifth-year option if they want to take that. They don't have to do that right now. You got to take care of DeMarcus Lawrence. You got to get that handled. But, you know, Cooper's got one more year on his deal. Pay Thomas, you know, give him the 2 years. Give him $28 million. 2 years, $28 million, and tell him, look, if you want more annually, you're not going to get it here, but we'll make 25 of it guaranteed. You know, you're not going to get that anywhere else on a two-year deal, more likely than not. So you do that, and if Byron Jones decides he's a free agent next year, and if you can't bring him back because you have Earl Thomas, so be it. I think that is an acceptable casualty if that means you can bring the best free safety in the game. You know, at some point, you have to make a move in free agency. They keep doing these, you know, salary-friendly deals. Let's go get a reclamation project. Like, look at the Rams. I mean, they just keep bringing pieces on board. I mean, they just brought back Fowler for $14 million next year. And guess what? It's on a one-year deal. It's not a huge risk for them. You can find deals like that. You just got to go out and do it.
And if you're a Cowboy fan, you're like, what's the deal? If someone's about side, they brought this up on Dennis and Kyle's show, Dennis and Chill, I should say.
They brought Dak.
I thought that was clever when they said that. But they talked about this where the fans, if you're a Cowboy fan, you're listening to this about salary and cap space and all that. I know that's part of the game. You got to follow the rules. But you're like, look, you keep talking about Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl or bust. Jason Garrett has to get to the NFC title game minimum to keep his job. Super Bowl is where it's all at. And when these pieces like Earl Thomas, and you hear, well, we can't do that. We can't go out and buy him. Granted, I'm not the one spending the money. But that's got to be hard to take when you're a Cowboy fan. You're like, look, it doesn't sound like you guys are doing everything you can to bring the pieces back to get that Super Bowl run. No Tank Lawrence. Cole Beasley, who knows whether they want him back or not. That still hasn't been resolved. Haven't really said.
I think the
no replacement yet.
I think the Tank stuff will be resolved, but that doesn't mean it's not frustrating if you're a fan that hadn't been taken care of. Especially when your whole spiel over the past 5 years has been, we're going to groom our own players and we're going to pay them and we're going to keep them here. Well, the best player you've had in the last 5+ years hits free agency and you have to tag them for a second straight year. It's a bad look.
Yeah, and with DeMarcus Lawrence, that's somebody, it seemed like it was going to be a slam dunk thing. There's no way they're going to franchise tag him again. They need him. He's done enough to earn. He played hurt and all that. And it sounded like it was kind of getting there. Then, you know, Randy Gregory happens. David Irving, you know, that whole ship has sailed. I wonder if DeMarcus Lawrence said, hey, look, I'm worth more now because you really, really need me. And the Cowboys are like, we'll talk about it later in July when we get closer to that other deadline. I just don't know if he's going to want to play, especially when you're seeing other guys in the NFL, and we're going to get to Antonio Brown in the next segment, but in Le'Veon Bell, other guys in the league who will assert their will and like, look, we're going to play on my terms because I'm the player, and sometimes it works out for these guys. So who knows if DeMarcus Lawrence comes back and plays next season. I wouldn't be shocked if he sat out.
It's just frustrating that this team has been in cap hell since with all the Romo dead money, with the Dez dead money. They finally have gotten clear from that. And I get it. You've got contracts coming up, but they're not up right now. Don't worry about 2 years from now today. Control what you can control. And that, if that means, you know, I'm not saying give Earl Thomas $17 million a year. I'm not saying that.
No.
But if you can get him in the $13, $14 million range, you know, on a two-year, like, short-term deal, I don't see what the problem is. Like, you're not going to be able to keep literally every single player you draft. It's just not going to happen. So when these prize free agents who want to play for you become available, you have to be willing to pounce. And we're going to get to some of these deals in a minute. Players are signing all over the National Football League. Cowboys haven't made any moves. You know what their moves are? They're bringing Jason Witten out of retirement, and they're restructuring Sean Lee. That's their activity right now. That's what we're talking about with the Dallas Cowboys.